to Art If, the podcast about art, life, and everything in between. All right, welcome back. This is minisode number 11, where we do...
No, this is number 12. So,
this is number 12.
This is minisode number 12.
Where we do provocation from stand-up comedian Samantha Bearman.
That's right. So she challenged us, find an area where you are not represented and create the platform to provide a space to be seen and for others to see you and so you can showcase your art and creativity. That was her provocation.
So this week, Jassy and I talk about how to make our creative dreams, both big and small, come true and how to celebrate our collaborative endeavors. What I remember, we talked briefly about this before, and we had very different perspectives on what she meant in her provocation.
That's right. And so what did you think?
So when I heard her describe the provocation, I heard, what is a thing that you want to do with your life that feels at this moment unachievable? And how are you going to make a plan to do that? And then I also heard, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Okay.
So those are the two pieces I focused on.
And for
what did you take away?
Well, what I heard is, like, if you don't see, like, in the structure of what you want to do, if you don't see a room for yourself, like, I'm thinking of a house structure, not room. A room. Build that room. Make that room, make that space.
Yeah. So you took it like more concrete than I did. And I took it as this like life challenge. Like, what are you doing with your life? And why haven't you done it already? And get your shit together.
And like, just do it. No, I took it more of like a structural change. Like if, you know, you don't see women represented in your field, like very well, like make a woman's coalition or, you know, and so that sort of thing. Or if you don't see the type of theater happening in your town that you want it to happen, like build it.
Yeah. The difference in my perspective is that like the things I dream about seeing or doing they don't exist anywhere. So it wasn't like there's a thing I want that I don't have access to that already exists. It's like the thing I want isn't real.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And I think I thought of it more of like, here's the thing you want. And then how can you make a change? So like the next people aren't going to like not have that opportunity in the same way.
Oh, look at you thinking about someone other than yourself.
I can't help it. I don't know. I'm like a really bad only child, right?
Maybe right. I should have been. I probably act like I am an only child.
I'm just really good at hiding it. Okay, so what did you do, or what are you planning on doing?
I feel like it's really nebulous and really not concrete. But I was like, well, when I think about this thing that I imagine could be like an ideal place for. I thought of this in like super existential like terms.
I think that's the fun of these provocations is our different interpretation.
And it also is what made it really hard because it felt like get your life together. Like, why aren't you pursuing your dreams? It's like totally what I heard in this provocation. And so I sort of live in a fantasy world. I daydream a lot.
Amazing. Like most creative people do.
Okay. And so I am sort of obsessed with the idea of being like a world traveler.
Okay.
But also being an artist. And so I think in this like magical fantasy world of mine, I would be a sailor.
Amazing. Okay. Like in what era? Like a sailor now or a sailor in 50s.
It doesn't matter. I just want to be on a boat, on the water, traveling around the world, and, like, living off my art and sailing.
Okay, cool. So why haven't you fulfilled your dreams? What's going on?
Because I grew up in fucking Kansas. There's literally no water in Kansas. So I did circumnavigate the world.
Okay.
On a boat. Because I did study abroad. I did semester at sea. And so I was on like a cruise ship and we went all the way around the world. And I think that probably feeds into this dream a little bit because it is just kind of magical being out on the ocean. Also terrifying. So for this provocation then, I spent a lot of time thinking about and like researching like boats and sailing and how, and I started to be like, okay, this is not like something I can do in 6 months. Okay. So like, what are the steps I could take to build some set of skills and start forming some sort of network that would make this feasible in 15 years.
Okay, cool. I love that big hairy goal, as we call them.
Yeah. So I bought a book.
Okay, what book?
It's called Get Real and Get Out. Get Real and Get Gone, I think.
Okay.
And it's about, it's by a person who's basically telling you, like, from nothing, how to live your life on a boat.
Sweet.
And so it's going to go through, like, choosing a boat and how to learn how to sail and things like that. I also looked up, because I live in Missouri now, and so we have the Lake of the Ozarks nearby. And so I was like, well, I bet there are sailing lessons nearby here. So there is, in fact, a sailing school about 30 minutes drive from my house.
Oh, my gosh.
So as soon as Max is healed from surgery and can be left for longer periods of time, I'm going to sign up for a sailing class.
Awesome. That sounds so fun. You're already going to know some of the knots from your theater training.
Yeah.
You have
and there's like a 30-minute online training you can take before just to sort of get your feet wet. And I have also started looking up recommended biographies of some of those women travelers.
Cool.
So I could start like charting a course or whatever, because I feel like I don't have any money. So like, how could I like, alongside learning the skills to do this thing, also develop a project that I could apply for funding with that would like support me on part of this journey.
Very cool.
So that's really the kind of thing that I did first. I also did a second thing that's like smaller, but also like kind of out of my comfort zone. And this is related more to what you were talking about, is like looking at a platform or a space that you see yourself or don't see yourself. And so I am like really bad at being a fan of things.
Okay.
Like I don't have swag of anything.
Okay.
Like, and I'm not the kind of person who like reads details about like actors and like cares about their lives or.
Yeah. Like, I get that to an extent. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like a super fan of anything.
Yeah. I'm terrible at being a fan. And it's actually makes me a really bad theater major because like everybody else knows all the people on Broadway. And like, I know zero people. So I actually wrote into My Favorite Murder with my hometown murder kind of story.
Oh, awesome.
And it like is kind of like a double thing. Like I literally hit send right before we started recording.
Oh yay!
And like it was like it's not a thing I do. I don't like be a fangirl. And so I did this and it was like weird and exciting to do. But then I also plugged at the end. I was like, also tell us how to make a good podcast. Cause I feel like that's like all wrapped up in this like platform thing.
Cool. Oh, awesome. So. Well, maybe we'll get some new listeners.
Yeah.
And if not, I mean, does being a fan feel vulnerable to you? I mean, or what? What do you think that's about? I mean,
it kind of does, even though there's, like, literally zero consequences. Like, what are they going to do? Not read my email? End of story.
Right, yeah. I, but or there's make something fun about unbridled enthusiasm that feels sort of scary, I think.
Yeah.
It can feel.
I think I'm also just, like, a little, I don't know if self-righteous is the word, but right, like, I think I totally think I'm more unique than that.
Right, it makes you a part of the fan group.
Yeah, I think that's probably
so there's some underlying, fan club. Like,
no.
It was actually cool when I was doing some archival research on Esther Williams. There was an Esther Williams, like, fan club, and they had all of these letters from, like, young girls across the country in her archives and, like, what she meant to them and why they started swimming. And, I mean, it was actually really lovely. So maybe that email will be a part of some archive in 50 years. Cool. Well, I kind of struggled with this one, honestly. And maybe I took it the way that I took it because I feel like I do that anyway. So, like, with the Tucson Fringe Festival, I'm like, oh, Tucson looks cool for a Fringe. It's my hometown. We need some wacky theater. Let me just, like, start this thing. And, like, my friend and I started it, and it's still running. It's still going. Like, it was supposed to be the 10-year anniversary this year, and it's, like, still living on in very good hands. And I think we did that in grad school, too. Like, we wanted more performance opportunities. Made them.
That's true.
And we made this podcast. Like, I feel like that's never been something that's necessarily been a challenge for me. And I feel very lucky in one respect. And maybe, like,
do you think of yourself as audacious?
Kind of. I think it's a word I use on my directing resume, actually, now that you say that.
That's funny. I say that because I know another person who started a theater festival. And one of the first things I remember her saying in conversation was that she was an audacious young kid.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, interesting. I don't think I would ever think of myself that way. I mean, I'm loud and obnoxious and, like, rebellious maybe in some ways. But I would have never thought.
Isn't that also audacious?
I don't know. It feels different.
Mm.
It feels like audacious feels like you presume to be better at things than you are.
Oh, is that the definition when you asked me that?
No, probably not.
Oh, okay. Because when you asked me that, I thought I sort of liken it to being bold.
Yeah.
So, like, not being afraid of failing.
Okay.
Which is related to that, I guess. Like, because I'll be bold sometimes when I probably should fail. And will fail, you know? So, I don't know. I think it's an important trait, and I think that it's okay to fail. And I think that that's, like, something I've had to learn along the way, and, like, and trying to create these things sort of has helped me learn that. But, so recently, this is my plan, is recently I had a professional success with the book being published. And I wanted to, like, and we're both, you know, have this chapter now. But I wanted to sort of share it to, like, you know, my university. And there isn't, like, at other universities, there are places where they list publications and things.
Oh.
And there isn't.
We would just send out an all faculty email.
But who sends it out?
Your chair.
Yeah, so from my understanding, that doesn't seem to be a practice. I'm still very new, and so I may be stepping on toes here. But my plan is to suggest that we create a room for celebrating, and not just me, but every fest. So maybe it does come out of selfishness, but, like, and I think it would actually be really nice to put it into, like, the end of the year event, so it's not just about celebrating student achievement, but so then they can also see all the things that we're working on. So that's this space I'm going to create. So I don't know what exactly that's going to look like, but I'm going to offer myself up as the collector of celebration things and maybe start sending out a department monthly newsletter or something like that. And then maybe even go bigger than that. But that's kind of what I'm thinking in the moment, is, like, finding a place to celebrate our achievements, because I think it you know, sometimes when you're working alone in a room on a book project, mm-hmm. especially an academic project, like, then what? Then it's, like, out in the world, and you start on the next one, and so I do think
I get, too, a lot of times, like, our students don't really have any concept of what we do, and mm-hmm. so bringing them into that world a little bit also, I think, reorients their, or can reorient their approach to the classroom and like who you are and what their relationship to you is if they
right and maybe understand. The reason why I didn't grade their essays in a timely fashion because it's not that I'm just sitting around doing nothing
right with your flexible schedule
that's right so anyways I don't exactly know what it looked like but I'm gonna like create a platform to celebrate the successes of my colleagues in a sort of more public way.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
I think you win.
I don't, but I didn't do anything.
I bought a book and that's... I Googled some stuff. I spent a lot of time thinking about it though.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Well, I did too. And I actually, this is one that I really struggled with as I was saying, because I kept being like, I don't know what I can create. Because I feel like I have, you know?
Yeah.
But I think there's always room to create something. So I appreciated that sort of taking stock of what, you know, I've done and what still needs to be done.
Yeah, I really appreciated this one, too, in terms of, like, thinking about... I think it made me really rethink how I approach my personal and professional goals. Mm. And made me... think about having some goals.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say.
Like flying by the seat of my pants.
Well, I think you're braver than me because I did not take stock of the individual ones. And so maybe that's an area I need to explore a little bit more.
Hmm.
So, anyways, thank you so much, Samantha.
Yeah,
hopefully
we
have all made this world a little bit better somehow.
Cool.
Are you doing these provocations? Don't forget to share them with us by tagging us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Do them. Do the provocations.
And hit that subscribe button. Tell your friends about us. Rate us. Review us. Get the word out. We're working our asses off over here.
We can't wait to see what you're making.
Yeah, share it with us. We are the platform. Show us your art and creativity.
We've already got it for you right here.
'ArtIf Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at ArtIf Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.